let's go back from that point. Let's go back as we are in Genesis 15. Remember, this is during a time where Abraham was didn't have in his mind, he didn't have a son, right? He wasn't going to bear a son. So he created his own path so that he could have a quote-unquote heir. I have my quotation fingers up. So in Genesis 15, it says, after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Fear not, Abram, I am your shield. Your reward shall be great. But Abram said, O Lord God, what will you give me? For I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus. And Abram said, behold, you have given me no offspring, and a member of my household will be my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, this man shall not be your heir. Your very own son shall be your heir. And he brought him outside and said, look toward heaven and number the stars, if you are able to number them. Then he said to him, so shall your offspring be. And he believed the Lord, and he counted it to him as righteousness. Abraham came into agreement with what looked impossible. In that time, Abraham didn't have a biological son, but what the Lord revealed to him, he came into agreement with. He came into alignment with covenant. And the outcome of that, he became the father of nations. Okay? So what is that saying? It is saying to us that agreement has power. When you align with heaven, it has power. And it thrusts you into purpose. Now we're going to highlight, we're going to go back just a little bit to look at what it is to come into agreement with the opposite of what heaven is saying. We see the children of Israel. They came into agreement with fear. They saw the giants more than they saw God. And that sight perspective, that agreement, shifted their language. And the outcome of that, 40 years of delay. Don't believe me? Don't believe that agreement with the opposite of heaven leads to delay, and it leads to destruction, and it leads to you not walking in the fullness of what God has called you to? Well, let's look at Peter. Y'all remember Peter in Matthew 14 and 29 when God told him to come out the boat and walk on the water. When Peter came into agreement with Jesus, he was able to walk on water like him. But when Peter came into agreement with the wind, he began to sink. And what does that show? Agreement determines stability. It determines whether or not you sink or whether or not you float, whether or not you stand on a solid foundation or whether or not you're standing on a rocky one. Moses, oh, our brother Moses, sometimes me and Moses, you know, I be understanding his frustrations at times. However, Moses came into agreement with frustration. He came into agreement with what he saw on the outer skirts. He came into agreement with what he was looking at with his natural eyes, what he was experiencing emotionally. And what happened when he took his eyes off of what God said and started focusing on what he saw? God explained, and not explained, God instructed Moses, speak to the rock. However, Moses, in all of his frustration, struck the rock. Why did he strike the rock? Because Moses came in agreement with anger. He came into agreement with weariness. He came into agreement with personal offense. This shifted him from representing God to reacting emotionally. And the outcome of his agreement to fear, to to weariness and personal events. The outcome was he saw the promise. God gave him that much, but he was never able to enter. When we agree opposite of what heaven says, we disqualify ourselves from access. I'm going to say that again. When we come into agreement with the opposite of what heaven has said, we disqualify ourselves from the access of being heirs. Okay? Hallelujah. Agreement is legal authorization. In the spirit realm, okay, the spirit realm understands legal authorization. Demons understand legal authorization. In Job 22 and 28, it says, you shall decree a thing and it shall be established, right? Matthew 12 and 37 says, by your words, you will be justified, and by your words, you will be condemned. Okay? So what you repeatedly say enforces these agreements. So I want you to ask yourself, what have I come into agreement with unconsciously? What am I giving power to? You know, oftentimes we go through our day not even recognizing what we're coming in agreement with. Not even recognizing we come into agreement with frustration on a daily basis. You're driving in traffic. You get cut off. You respond with frustration. And by the time you get home or wherever your destination is, all of that discord, being cut off, all of the thing, right? You take that mindset and it shifts your entire day. This is why it's important for us to always make sure that we are feeding the atmosphere around us in a positive way. So that way, when we are met with challenges that try to shift our agreements, we're able to stand against it. Okay? Hallelujah. Ask yourself, where have I agreed with delay? Where have I agreed with confusion, frustration? Hallelujah. We're going to pray. We're going to pray. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, agreements shape how we see. And chronic agreement with fear keeps our sight, or keeps us, from seeing in the eternal perspective. Agreements shape our perception. Agreements shape our perception. Perceptions shape our behavior, and behavior shapes our destiny. So, Father, we thank you today. We glorify you today. We acknowledge that agreement is not small, Father. We acknowledge that it is powerful. Your word says in Psalms 133 and 1, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And we come together in unity, standing in the power of agreement and prayer. We recognize that unity is not emotional harmony. It is agreement in spirit. Hallelujah. So today, before we ask you of anything, we examine how we and our hearts are postured and positioned. Search us, O God. Search our heart, O Father. If there be any agreements, God, that go against heaven and what you have declared, Father, bring it to the forefront, O God, so that we can come out of agreement with it, so that we can break agreement with it now in the name of Jesus. Father, we repent for misaligned agreements. We repent, oh Father, where we have agreed with our own reasoning over your instruction. Father, forgive us. Where we have agreed with fear over having faith in you, oh God, forgive us. Your word says to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. God, we repent for every carnal thinking way, oh God, that is in direct misalignment with you, oh Father. We repent for agreeing with frustration. We repent for agreeing with delay. We repent for agreeing with emotional impulses, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Your word declares in 2 Corinthians 10:5, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Today, today we cast down every agreement that was crafted and formed from lies from the accuser in the name of Jesus. We withdraw every agreement of accusation. We withdraw every agreement from insecurity, Father, in the name of Jesus. We withdraw our agreement with generational cycles, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We break agreement with every narrative, Father, that contradicts what heaven says in the name of Jesus. And we realign, oh God, on what you have already declared over us in the name of Jesus. We choose to agree with heaven. We choose life, oh Father, in the matchless name of the Lord. Your word says in Proverbs 18:21 that death and life is in the power of the tongue. So we speak life, oh God. We come into agreement with truth, oh Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We will no longer come into the agreement with fear. We speak life and the promises of God over everything that we are connected to in the name of Jesus. Your word says in Matthew 12:37, for by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. So purify our language, Jesus. Sanctify our convictions, O God. Sanctify our confessions, Father. Sanctify and purify. Purify our eyesight, Jesus, the way we see ourselves. Purify our ear gates, God, the way we hear ourselves, Father, and align our declarations with heaven. May our words never betray us, Jesus. May our words align with your truth. May our words create la manso bricks of boldness that we will stand upon and walk in authority in the name of Jesus. We agree that you are faithful, Father. So you are not man that you shall lie, neither that you are the son of man that you shall repent, God. Whatever you say, it is so. Whatever you say, it is it. And it shall not be otherwise. We stand in agreement. Let Koraman say what thus saith the Lord concerning us, concerning our family. In the name of Jesus, we agree that greater is you than what is our current situation, our current stress, our current mishap. In the name of Jesus, we come into agreement with your lordship. In the mighty name of Jesus, we submit ourselves, therefore, to you, O God, and we resist the enemy that tries to whisper lies and deceit into the ears of your people. In the mighty name of Jesus, we reset ourselves. We reset our minds, O God. Our minds are set, O God, to the Most High. Our minds are set to the heavens, which cometh our help, and our help comes from you. In the name of Jesus, we declare that we are ones that are submitted submitted to your authority. We are not those that teeter and totter. We are not those that are moved by the winds and the rains. We will not, oh God, and among so listen to the sounds of the winds, but God, we stand rooted on the firm foundation of who you are, oh God. Oh, we will not be ones governed by emotions. We will not be ones that react first without discerning. God, we are ones, hey, before anything else, God, we sit and discern. We watch and we pray. The Bible says to watch and pray. Hey, Kikarobo Sandai, not just to pray, to watch and pray. So, Father, today at noonday, we are watching and praying. Hey, Kanamanse, watching, oh God. Hey, Yanamansoko, for the serpent, oh God, that tries to whisper. Amanso lies. Hey, that tries to whisper. Hey, Kinamanso discord, Father. In the name of Jesus, we are praying and watching it in a Messiah. For the one that is crouching, waiting for someone to devour. We guard ourselves up, O Gorebe Sandai, with the full armor of God in the name of Jesus, covering ourselves, covering our gates, covering our speech in the name of Jesus. Keep us, O God, for stumbling our foot against a rock. Keep us, O God, for coming into agreement. Knowing and unknowingly, oh God, that will trip us up, oh Father, in the name of Jesus. Hey, let us be slow to speak and quick to hear, slow to come into agreement and quick to hear. Let us be slow to come into agreement with things, oh God, rashly. Let us be mindful and discerning, Father, in the name of Jesus. For the enemy is cunning, so God, we ask on today that you give us insight and strategy into the plots and schemes of the enemy, God. Show us the smoke and mirrors. Show us, oh God, where he is working. Show us, oh God, in an immense, so every snake hiding in the hedge, God, show us. Show us, Father, what lies ahead in the name of Jesus before the arrow ever penetrates, God. Show us, oh God, what it's going to do so we can guard ourselves against it. Your word says that the weapons may form, but they will not prosper. We hold on to the fact, God, that you already gave us the strategy. You already gave us the revelation that the weapons may form, but God, we stand on the latter part of it, that it will not prosper. We are already victorious in the name of Jesus. We are already victorious over every weapon that has been formed against us. Gird us up, God. Give us strength, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you, oh God, for insight and vision. God, we thank you, oh Father, for discernment, oh God, discernment in contracts, discernment, oh Koramansai, on business agreements, God, discernment on clients, Father, discernment of job opportunities, Father, in the name of Jesus. Not every good thing is a God thing, and we understand that. So God, give us the insight to come into agreement on what you have permitted. God, we walk in the permissions of God and into the divine alignments of heaven in the name of Jesus. We don't want your permissive will, but we want your divine will. Your divine will, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen us, oh God. Yes, Almighty Father. Hallelujah. hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We give you a hallelujah on this day. We give you a hallelujah on this day. We thank you, oh God, that the month, so that everything that you have placed in us, oh Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, will not, oh God, be uprooted prematurely. But Father, it will be, oh God, firmly established as your word says, in the name of Jesus. It will not be uprooted because of anything that we've come into agreement, so that goes against what you have said, but it shall be established in the name of Jesus. Hey, so because we are in alignment with you. We are in alignment with heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We declare and we decree that we are in alignment with heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we break every cycle of double-mindedness. We break every cycle that tries to go back to old patterns of agreement in the name of Jesus. Impart in us and impregnate in us, O God. Oh, may we, O God, stay disciplined in agreement with heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May we stay rooted in agreement with heaven. May we not be ones who try to negotiate with you, O God. Your word is not up for negotiation. La curia bandi akorebekea. La kondia da man su rabahaya. Your word is firm and your word is true. So we stand on the firm foundation of your word. So it is never ending and it shall never be. Your word lives on past eternity. We thank you, O God, on today. We seal this prayer in the protection of the blood of Christ in the matchless name of the Lord. We shall, hallelujah, hallelujah, and hallelujah. Leben sora banda. We thank you, O Holy One. Hey, adaman su kubre kia da masai. We thank you, O righteous Redeemer. Ayabaso. We rest in you, O God, on today. We rest, O God, in the fullness of who you are. You are Abba. You are Abba. You are Abba. You are a good father. You are a good father. Hallelujah. And so we thank you, O God. We thank you for clarity. We thank you for insight. We thank you for wisdom. And we thank you, O God, that anything, Father, that is in us, that we have come into agreement with, O God, that you will bring it to the forefront if it is contending with what heaven has already declared before we were even a thought in our mother's womb. We bless your name, Jesus. And it's in your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. If anyone has anything to release on the line, an encouragement, a reflection, or a testimony, the line is open for you to do so now.
Blessings, 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 Pastor Cam. My Lord, you walking heavy today, my sister. You walking real heavy today. Father, I thank you. Thank you for this word, Pastor Cam. Thank you for these words of encouragement. Thank you for reminding us who we are in God. Thank you for reminding us of the things that we don't submit to, the things that we hold our promises to God. I thank you. Thank you. I just say thank you, Pastor Cam. Thank you for your obedience. I can't really talk much right now because I'm digesting everything that you just brought forth. Thank you so much, Pastor. Thank you.
Glory to God, and give glory to the Most High God. He is all-knowing and all-seeing. And so we bless him today. Thank you for sharing, PIT Tara. Will there be another?
Grace and peace, Pastor. This is Prophet Soporia. After all that has been said, listen, there is nothing left. There is nothing. You have left nothing on the table. My God from Zion, you have left nothing on the table. But I thank God that this word was a pricking and a pruning. This word was a pricking. I can feel the prick. I can feel the prune of God. Cut away. Cut away what's been in agreement with flesh, been agreement with frustration, been agreement with what's out of the will of God, even in our everyday lives. I thank God that the pricking and the pruning ensures that whatever has to be refined or cut off or seared, that we don't grow. We don't grow as wild weeds, that he does the pruning, he does the shearing, you know, he does the shedding to make sure that we don't get to see only, but then don't get to inhabit what God has promised. So I repent, and I realign today. I feel the pricking and pruning of God. And I thank God after all that has been said, all there is left to say is I agree with God. I agree with God.
Amen. I agree with God. What you were speaking, the scripture that came to me was Proverbs 19 and 21. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. It is the Lord's purpose that prevails. And so we could have so many things in us, so many things in our hearts, so many plans that we had that we don't even put before the Lord, and we run on it. But his plans prevail, and by his grace, so great, he is such a gracious God to even show us when we ask, where have I been misaligned? He reveals it. And so that's grace, and we just thank God for that. We thank God for that. So thank you so much for sharing, for your open repentance. Because listen, this isn't just for you. This is for me too. This word done cut me before I was able to release it. So it's a consistent reminder. God has been repeating himself throughout this initiative. And so we just bless him. I thank you for sharing, Prophet Soporia. Is there anyone else that would like to share encouragement or a testimony? Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, before we close out the line, I do have a few announcements. This week, somebody say, this week is Encounter Morning. We are so excited, and it is going to be a special Encounter Mornings. You do not want to miss it. We are getting some training. Amen. Amen. And so you are going to want to make sure that you are in the building meeting us at 5 a.m. And guess what? If St. Miami is not your home church, you still have time to go to your church to able to continue to have service. So you want to be in the place, share it. Share it as soon as the flyer is posted out. You go ahead and share that flyer with your group chat. Share it, post it. We would love to fellowship with you. We would love to have you. Listen, we are the body of Christ. Amen. Amen. And so information, strategy, it is important to have. God is speaking, and he wants to give that information to you so you can utilize it. If you are an intercessor, you are going to want to make sure you are in the place this Sunday at 5 a.m. We can't wait to see you. Also, we are celebrating my Uncle Prophet, Prophet DeMarcus, on March 6th. So please save the date for that. Please save the date for that. We love him so much. He is so near and dear to us, and we cannot wait to celebrate him. There is no real dress code, but his favorite color is blue. So if you want to go ahead and represent Uncle Prophet DeMarcus, show out in your blue to love on him. We love you. Is that all the announcements I want to make sure? Oh, yes. And if you have not, or if you have missed any one of the prayers that we have prayed from the start of this initiative to now, those are available on our website at www.stmiami.com. If all of them are not there, if a date that you're picking that is not there, we might have not recorded that day or weren't able to capture it, so please forgive us. But majority of the calls are on there. Most of them, if not all of them, are on there. So please make sure that you go ahead and visit our website to check out any day that you did not miss. And again, if it's not there, please do forgive us. And that is it, y'all. Listen, we're not done with our 20 now. Make sure you meet with God tonight before you lay your head down on that pillow. Sit before your God for at least 20 minutes. Commune with him, and we will hear you back on the line tomorrow at 5 a.m. More grace.